from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a little time. It's not a little time. Is there a little time? It'll be a bit of a time to look back at how we got where we are today with this historical episode that kind of is a look at the history of the Sleep With Me podcast. And the best part is it's just like other history lessons you might sleep through, but this one, totally cool. Sleep right through it. A history lesson, I'd like you to sleep through. I'd like you to sleep through the history of this podcast because I made it sleepy just for you. Thanks. And if you're new, it's time for Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get on here, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion. That means being here for you. There's links to extra resources if you need them right now in the show notes. And it means supporting the members of our community, being a part of positive change. You could do that. There's links to organizations you can connect with to say Black Lives Matter, to say Stop Asian Hate right in our show notes. One of those organizations that I've been supporting is Beam. You could support them. Using the links in our show notes. Thanks, everybody. And here's the sponsors that enabled me to be here for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show or you decide to put out way, way less episodes or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And I want to thank Becca, who supported Grove. Becca has supported a bunch of other sponsors too, and is really good about sharing on Twitter, tagging the sponsor, talking about it. Most of our sponsors are direct response, meaning the listener support and listener activity keeps them as sponsors so the show can be here for you. So if you're like Becca and you support a sponsor, let them know about it so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra support right now, there's links to organizations you could connect with in the show notes. It's about supporting the members of our community and saying Black Lives Matter with our actions, standing in solidarity with the AAPI members of our community with our actions. And I definitely am interested in what are you involved in or what causes, what organizations are you excited about? Reach out and let me know so I can find out more. But there's links to other organizations that I've supported or that listeners have let me know about right in the show notes. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the
see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. You can support Dear Scooter on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the
thanks,
transcripts.
Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we slow down and get on with the show? Hey, everybody, this is Scooter here. Before I say, hey, are you up all night tossing and turning, I just want to give you, this is episode 502, a look back at the first 500 episodes of the podcast. And I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I can't believe I made 500 episodes since this episode, because I can remember making it, because it really, I'm pretty sure, unless this is the wrong episode, which is just as likely, that this was like one of the episodes where I really captured what it was like how the first 150 episodes of the podcast were really just a big experiment, and then how, due mostly to my work schedule and writing during my commute and stuff, that the podcast kind of formulated, oh, this is what'll work as far as the styles of the episodes, and then how listener feedback informed that, and how we got to where we were then. Which is pretty much, that was the foundation. I mean, within, I don't know, Scoots talk, past Scoots will talk more about it. And somehow I've made five, I really have no, I cannot believe that I made five. I would say, if I listen to that episode, I'd say, how many episodes you made since then? I'd say, well, 100, 150. But we've made 500 more since then. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, some things have changed from the beginning to that episode, and some things have stayed the same. And yeah, thanks for being here along for the ride. This is the one history lesson you'll sleep right through. So let me throw it to Scoots on, hey, are you up all night? Thanks, everybody. All right, hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. It's been putting some people to sleep for over 500 episodes. But in case this is your first episode, I want to set the stage for you. So this is a podcast that was just like, we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, physical sensations, feelings, noises, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be any of those things. It could be something totally different. Whatever it is I'd like to take your mind off that. What I mean by a safe place is, one, I want you to feel welcome. Now, this podcast, it doesn't work for everybody. I hope it helps you out. Give it a few tries. It's a little bit different. I'm a little bit silly. I've got creaky dulcet tones. I don't have the voice of an angel, you know, like a sweet, sweet Bette Midler or Carole King. I don't even have a voice of Carole Kane. I mean, if I had Carole Kane's voice, I guess this would be a different podcast. I don't have any of those sweet, I have creaky dulcet tones. So what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. And I'm going to, like, tonight will be a little bit different of an episode, but it'll still be full of meanders. I guess if you were going to use, like, a pejorative term, you say I do a lot of yammering. Though I don't think that's in regular parlance in the U.S. I don't know about any other countries anymore. And that tends to be more aggressive. I don't think I'm, like, I think when someone uses the word yammer, that tends to be aggressive. Let's agree to do this together, because this is an open, safe place. Let's take yammering back. Let's reclaim, repurpose, and not necessarily redefine, but let's shape yammering. Maybe it's that why. Whys are very pointy. So what I'm going to do here, and this is kind of like how the podcast, I'm going to take that why. I'm going to bend it a little. Ooh, yeah. Give it some curvature. Give the Y a little curvature, even on the edges. I don't know if you can feel me, but I'm sanding the edges of the tips of the Y down. And yeah, and now I'm going to be doing some yammering. Yammering. Maybe I'll just be yammering. And I don't know, like, I just read a brief history of seven something. And Bob Marley was a tertiary character in that book, Marlon James. And he wrote Jammin', And I'll be, I guess, yamming. Why don't we just cut out the, I guess that's totally different. You'd say, what is yamming, Scoots? I'd say, well, that's what I do here. It's like I talk too much and I ham it up. It's yamming. I'm yamming like it was a thing of the past. I'll be, because I do yam about the past, I yam about the future. And I guess if, like, say I did have a grouchy neighbor and they were walking by and eavesdropping, but like the kind of passive-aggressive eavesdropping where the podcast, recording the podcast, getting on their nerves, they'd say, what are you yammering about in there? And I'd say, man, there's no yammering. I'm just yamming. Like, I guess, like, there's jam bands, too. I wonder if there could be, like, this could be a new thing. I mean, it'd be like a party of one, like it always is with me. BC, well, yeah, Scoots, he wrote a bunch of letters to Fish. He wanted to turn them into a yam band. But they said, geez, I think we're doing fine. You know, we got 13 shows at the Madison Square Garden this summer, so I think we're covered. And they said, well, yeah, I don't have a band. Well, I just yam. You know, I do yam in the middle of the podcast. So that's kind of an explanation if you're new here that doesn't make any sense, which is how most explanations of the related to this podcast go. What I was going to do, believe it or not, I had intended for this to be the quickest opening ever, but I guess like I might as well keep going. I mean, when I got a good thing going, that's sleepy, strange, and senseless, but that we've repurposed. You see, this is healing. This is live literary healing, if literary, you know. I'm a word healer, a word repurposer. I don't know, like, that's what, like, all these rugged, dudes that, like, wear leather coats and stuff do. They say, well, yeah, repurpose redwood from the bottom of the Great Lakes. Well, and they say, what do you do? And they say, I didn't even realize we were in competition with you. Like, I'm very intimidated by your repurposing of redwood and your leather coat. Is that repurposed leather? Yes, because it's, I said, okay, you got a bit of a Banderas thing going there. You're Antonio Banderas' cousin that lives in my mind. Oh, another one of those. Yeah, well, what I do, I repurpose things too. I don't repurpose yams, but I've repurposed yammering into yams, which is not the same as a yam, which is like a sweet potato. This is a repurpose, and I didn't have the foresight to make up a whole new word. I just wanted to shorten yammering down, make it less harsh, because I think that was something in like 50 sitcoms they would say to one another. And my goal is to take yammering, repurpose it, I'm also a word healer. No, I don't use mystical energy. I just use mental scissors. So I just say, well, yammering sounds a little harsh. Let me, in sandpaper. So I sanded it, I bended it, you know, bent it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're correcting my grammar. Because you're healing my words. This is really, really getting along here. Yeah, but anyway, I was trying to make a point before you correctly corrected me. I appreciate it. But then I bend the words, sand them, and then snip them. So I said yammering. I said more like yam. That sounds nice. I mean, I don't eat yams. I mean, sometimes I do. But let's not get distracted by the yams, because this is a whole new thing. Bit like jam. No, not like a jam in the refrigerator, like Bob Marley jam. Or like jam, like what's your jam? I'm yamming. It's like the soft version of yammering. Exactly. So it's so smooth. Listen to me. Have you been listening? I've been yammering. Yeah, it's a little bit. I've got my yam on. And at some point, I usually like to work in some puns. Like, yes, I am yammering. That would be if I had a shirt that no one would understand but me, that explained exactly what I'm doing, it'd say, yes, I am yammering. I yam what I am, even better pun brain, except it doesn't make any sense. It's still a pun, even though it doesn't make any sense. It's an up. What's an up? It's senseless puns here at Sleep With Me, where we get your yam. If you're new here, this is the kind of nonsense you can expect every 3 times a week. And like the thing is, I'll be doing the yamming. You just got to kick back. I'll take the Y's. I'll bend them. I'll take the edges right off those Y's. in the, you know, any other word, you know, that's what the word healing, word softening. I mean, you buy, if, I don't know if you buy a fabric softener or you have water softener. I'm your word softener. So maybe, you're right. Maybe healing was a little bit too, like that was maybe too much of a proclamation. I do like it though. Let's just say like I'm imbuing, I like to, the spirit of healing words, but really I just soften them. Okay, silence, even from my internal voices. So anyway, if you're new here, I'm glad you're here. This is a podcast about you to sleep. You don't really have to pay attention, but I'll be here for an hour to keep you company. It's a podcast about you to sleep, but believe it or not, so you don't need, like you're under no pressure to fall asleep. That's why it's so long. So you can just kind of kick back and like, just let me am. I'll be here. And the whole reason I make the show is because I had trouble sleeping, and I still do. And I do have a, like, it's a distracting thing. I just wonder, as I've been here talking, putting the Y to the A to the double M or single M, I got to talk to a trademark attorney. Oh, they'll, with an imaginary one, of course, an imaginary one. But, as I do that, I just wonder if you were thinking about whatever it is that's been keeping you up the whole time, or if I took your mind off of it. So that's all you need to do. You listen and just fall asleep when you want. You don't need to remember what I was talking. Like, ideally, tomorrow you'll wake up, and if you worked with people that listen to this podcast, you see, you know, that would be like an inside joke. You'd say, did you listen to sleep with me last night? I don't remember, one person might say. And then it'd be funny if one person was eating sweet potato fries. That would be kind of like a... I don't know if that would be a pun, but it would be funny. And they'd say, I think he was talking about yams. I think he started a yam farm. Would you like a sweet potato fry? And you'd say, I don't. And they'd say, oh, wait, I'm sleeping. I'm dreaming this. So that's the idea of the podcast. As I said, the podcast isn't for everybody. If you're skeptical, though, give it a few tries. I mean, if you're up already and you can't sleep, I just want to help. So it's not an aggressive thing. I hope it helps you. Like, I just can't guarantee it because, like, I'm weird. I mean, let's be straight, like, and I want to be, you know, keep you company, but it's not going to put everybody to sleep. I hope it puts you to sleep. I appreciate your time. Tonight we're going to be doing, like, a run-through of kind of, like, a historical look back at the podcast, I think. So I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you stopping by. And I really hope, not only do I hope, I yearn. And I work so hard because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks. All right, buddy. This is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action, kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night, extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show is here because of you. And this isn't, like, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much. Okay, hey everybody. So this is kind of like our 500th. I don't know if it's a celebratory episode, because for me, I guess the train is always moving. So I'm like, okay, I'm already like planning, you know, episodes in the 510s to 520s. But I did want to take some time to look back. And in the past, in like AMAs that you can find on SoundCloud, and then in some of our story-based articles, I've kind of talked about a little bit about the production of the show. And in our year of podcasting, I kind of talk about how much work it, you know, takes at least 20, it takes a lot of work to make the show. I mean, basically, you know, a lot of work. So I've talked about those things in the past. But I want to just kind of run through historically, because I guess even for me, like I don't, like I know part of me knows, because I've been here working. Like, I mean, let's see, 500 plus episodes, that represents like, just the episodes, not the administrative work, like 8, 9, 10,000 hours of work. And then there's all the, like, but I say, geez, like, I can't believe I made 500 episodes of a podcast. It's just like, but I just want to run through the episodes, because so many people are new. Like, if you make a podcast and you're hearing this, and I'm going to do it, like I said, well, what's a way we could do it in a lulling, soothing way? That's also like the tradition of podcast straddles the line between engaging and boring. So it'll be, I guess, like a retrospective, because, I mean, believe me, I'm betting there's going to be some surprises in here for me. And I don't know if we can do this in one super long episode, or we'll see. Because in the feed here of our current host, it's there's 587 things in the feed out of 500 plus episodes. So I don't even know what the other like 60 things in the feed are. Oh, like, well, we'll see. So let's run through it and just take a look back at like some of the episode titles, and we'll do them in 50 batches of 50, I guess, because that's like the. So right now we're looking at, even though it's batches of 50, it's 1 through 37. And according to this, Sleep With Me podcast episode 1 was posted here October 18th, 2013 at 7:57 p.m. And the first episode we did was not the first episode I thought of, but it was like, I was like trying to figure out what, it was the first episode I recorded. But it was about Hall & Oates, What I Want, I think. And it was just kind of analyzing that song in kind of a goofy, silly way. Very, very different than most of our episodes have been. It has a lot of music in it. And it probably needs to be taken down because it has people's music. But it was early on. It's just an experiment. The original content I had already thought of years, but like I think towards like, was the Game of Drones and After the Glass Slipper. And the closest I got to launching the podcast was like After the Glass Slipper, which is a reimagining of kind of what happened to Cinderella after she became queen. And then Game of Thrones, I think I thought of Game of Drones, like I almost started it, like I think a year and a half before the podcast itself started, maybe. So maybe June of 2013 or June of 2012. June of 2013 probably makes more sense. So, and I just didn't have like, it just was too like caught up in the idea. So let's just run through these episode titles, and then we'll do, I guess let's run through them. So the first one was about Hall & Oates. Then we have Twainsy, which was The Walking Duds. Then Rats, To the Dogs. And then episode 5 was You Don't Have to Like a New Dawn or Accept It. So those were based on the TV show, which I've always, like I was watching that show, The Walking D-E-A-D. And I guess at the time, I mean, there was no one listening to the podcast. I think I had like, I don't think I broke 100 listeners till I broke 100. I don't know. I'd have to look back. Maybe took me a year. I don't know. Maybe like 50. I don't know. So all these early episodes, at the time they were coming out, it was just like I was just making them to get an idea of if I was going to follow through on the podcast and what the podcast was going to be. And I think there are a few of those listeners still around. But so the second episode came out. I mean, I don't know when it came out on the internet, but it got posted October 30th, 2013. And I guess this'll be interesting. I don't know what the release schedule was back then. But the first episode was about Hall & Oates. Then there was four episodes about The Walking Dead. But those all had kernels of what the podcast would become. Like The Walking Dead, I was like experimenting with recaps, like a lot of facts, the facts section that would be in the future Game of Thrones stuff, and then like a little bit of fan fiction or fanciful reimagining, parody, whatever one's legal. I don't know if it's parody or satire, but you know, that kind of thing. Then at episode six, we had Memes Strike Back, which was this character, Steve, who's a famous meme or was back. This was November 10th, 2013. And I think he was a meme in like 2011. And it was kind of just like, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was like a little bit too, I think it was funny, but I think maybe like it wasn't like, I don't think it was mean, but it was like, I don't know. I like this podcast to like where I'm always the foil or institutions or whatever, or super rich people are the foils and not, even like villainous characters. I would like them to be empowered. So I don't know if like picking on Steve was the best. And I don't know if it was. I haven't re-listened to the episode in a long time. And I think he's from Boston, but I think, like, since I'm from Syracuse, it could relate to the character. He just seemed like maybe somebody I knew. And then episode seven was another Walking Dead. And then episode eight was the first After the Glass Slipper episode. So that would be our first serial story. And that was important to me, like, doing a serial story. And this was, I think, right around, so it looks like most episodes were coming out once a week. And once we got to episode eight, we went to a twice-a-week schedule. And I don't know, like, this was just a reimagining of, like, what was, I named her Agatha, Cinderella's stepmother. What would she do after Cinderella became queen, and how would she react? And this was one of the first story ideas that I had, like, leading up to, like, when the podcast, over the two or three years that I knew I was going to make, like, I wanted to make this podcast, but I was still procrastinating about it, just because I found that idea interesting. I don't know. And then also the idea of serial stories at the time was important to me, just because I had, like, old-time radio was based on serials, and while I wasn't around when old-time radio was around, I was around, like, when people my age were, like, rediscovering it, or our parents were telling us about it, or we were watching movies like A Christmas Story. And I think my brother Carl was a big old-time radio fan when we were kids or in high school or maybe college. So, I don't know, I just like the idea of these goofy serial stories. So that was like where After the Glass Slipper, and you'll see, it became a thing. Then episode nine was another Walking Dead episode called The Convenient Pirate. Then After the Glass Slipper, and this is when we moved to a Tuesday-Sunday release schedule, it looks like. And then, let's see, we had After the Glass Slipper, then a Walking Dead, then a Walking Dead North Pole Chronicles, which was just an idea that came out of the kind of fan fiction-y side of Walking Dead. Then another After the Glass Slipper, we're at episode 13, we're already in December of 2013. And so we were going back and forth between After Glass Slipper and Walking Dead. And let's see, December. And then we had the meme. And then in episode 17, The Elf Nobody Knew. That was our first, like, improv story. I don't think that was written. And that was December 10th, 2013. And that was about an elf, that kind of was the forgotten elf. And so at this time I was writing, watching The Walking Dead and taking notes, and then I was writing After Glass Slipper episodes, and then, so at some point here, and not yet though, we're still on a twice-a-week schedule, then episode 18 is Frozen Reindeer Tears, which is a North Pole Chronicles, then After Glass Slipper. This was another story that was a little bit older. I'd written the year Rudolph's nose broke. I'd made that story up to put my daughter to sleep that previous summer, and I was like, oh, I could use that for the podcast I never started. Then another North Pole Chronicles, then part two of Rudolph's Nose Broke. Now we're in December 22nd, 2013. Then a North Pole Chronicles and an Afterglass Slipper. So a little break in Afterglass Slipper there. Huh, that's interesting. On December 15th, looks like we moved to a three-day-a-week schedule somewhere in here, I think. Let's see, Afterglass Slipper, then Call Me Canada's Wonderland, maybe. That was episode 25. That feels like a more mature episode, to be honest. I don't know what it sounds like listening to it, but like that was another one where the seeds were there. It was about the song Call Me Maybe, which I think is a Canadian pop star whose name escaped Megan. I don't think it's Megan Trainor, but maybe it is Megan Trainor. I want to say it's someone that has a name starts with a K, but they came out New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2013. And that was it, like just a, like a, someone describing what they thought the song meant. Then The Tooth Fairy's Assistant, which was another just one-off fictional tale. Then Afterglass Slipper. Then the season premiere, Get Bassos, January 7th, 2014. And now we're on a three-day-a-week schedule for sure. And this was like, this was one of the mistakes I made. So I kicked off like Get Bassos because I had that idea for a series. Then I had another idea for a series, The Florida Project, which was based on an idea I had just for like a story or TV show because I wrote a screenplay about a retirement community. And I was always like, I'd visited a few retirement communities and I was always curious about the oldest profession in the world in retirement communities. And that would be an interesting TV show. And so I thought, okay, what if there's a character going to start, going to try that in Florida, but he's not really cut out to do that. And we had no listeners back then. So it was very safe to try stuff like this. If I tried something like this now, it was very joking. It wasn't like encouraging the oldest profession in the world. And I tried to be as respectful as I could about it. But it was definitely like a little too edgy for now. I mean, just like The Walking Dead, it would probably be too, like a little bit too out there. Though I like to push the limits of the podcast. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible to make 500 episodes if you're not really, there's no way to sustain something like this walking down the middle of the road, you know. But my mistake at the time was like, now we have three serial series for a while. Get Bassos, The Florida Project, and Afterglass Slipper. And all of them were written. So I was trying to write an episode in like 2 days and then perform it, which was very hard. Luckily, we didn't have any listeners, like or very many. So it was like a risk-free period. And I've learned that lesson. Like, okay, you can only do one written series a week. There's just not enough time. Even if somehow I was working on the podcast as my job, I don't think like I could write. It just takes so much, like anybody that's written anything or tried to, it's like really hard. So we were doing that for a while. So it would go Get Bassos, The Florida Project, and Afterglass Slipper, and then Get Bassos, The Florida Project, Afterglass Slipper, for a little while, and at some point, so this is through January of 2014. And let's see how long we lasted. Episode 38, 39, 40 was still this alternating all three. Episode 41, Canadian Johns in Mexico. That was the Florida Project. I remember that episode. I don't know if it was like I had trouble writing it or like... I knew that at that point, I was like, oh, this isn't going to work, this Florida Project. Then Afterglass Slipper, then Get Bassos into February. So now we're like 3 years ago. Episodes, and these are the 40s. And then the Florida Project ended right around my birthday in February. Actually, like, yeah. And then I tried to do another series. It was still about sexuality, I guess, or sexuality influence. Oh, wait, here's like, Get Bassos, So then I tried another series, which is, again, something comedic I was going to write, not for the podcast, which was a mistake. Like, this was a repeat of the mistake with the Florida project, where I said, well, like, this is already a project I've been thinking about writing. This was a movie I was thinking about writing. Because at this time, February 2014, I was still writing screenplays, like, thinking, okay, like, I'm going to work on this podcast and I'm going to keep writing screenplays and see which one, but still having trouble with the half pros that you use to write screenplays. And I was in rewriting something, and this was just a project I was planning on writing. And it was called Olympic Sex, and it was about two guys in their 30s or 40s who were both divorced and single, or one's divorced maybe, and they're best friends, and they were trying to get into the Olympics because they've heard about all of the loving that goes on in the Olympic Village, and they want to partake in that, and they want to be Olympians. So they're trying to, that was the premise of the movie. Or the project. It wasn't a movie. It was like something I was going to write that I didn't write. And I said, well, this is a decent premise. And again, we had maybe 100 listeners. So it wasn't like, and early on listeners, the podcast was much more, not adult themed, but like looser and experimental. I mean, I think it still is, but just in a different way. And also I was less comfortable. So I was more likely to be flashy instead of having like a little more confidence like I do now to be subtle about it. But I don't know. I can't shame myself or anything. It's like something I was going to write anyway. But again, it was the same mistake. I thought, oh, let me try to add this and we'll still do three serial stories. So this is February and we're doing After Glass Slipper, Olympic Sex, and Get Bestos, and that only lasted till the end of February, and then I said, I can't keep doing this. So then I switched to just write like one series, and so then I said, I can't keep up with this work. So at some point, we just started releasing only After Glass Slipper episodes. It looks like there was a couple bonus episodes in there. And, then in March 11th, 2014 was the last episode, 55 was the last After Glass Slipper episode. Then we just tried like experimental stuff. So, Russia versus Ukraine gold medal match, the elf who wouldn't listen, a dream paradox of probiotics. That was a character, now there's a podcast, like I haven't listened to it. Chris Cathard, he has a podcast where they interpret dreams. This was Fraud Freud. He was a dream interpreter. Then Enjoy Every Sandwich, which was kind of about Warren Zevon. I think I remember a cafe I wrote that in. So it's weird how, like I said, I got to get out of the house. So I went into the San Francisco and wrote in the, what neighborhood was it? Coal Valley. In a cafe there, 2014. Then we went to back to Get Bestos, episode 60, and just straight trying to get through Get Bestos. So still finding what the podcast would be. So it's like three Get Bestos episodes a week. So you can see how mistakes in early in the podcast paid off. Because again, I didn't have a lot of listeners. So I was able to make this mistake of like burning out, like doing three serial episodes a week of different serials or the same ones, just not sustainable and probably a little heavy on the ear, you know? So we did that till episode 70. And then at some point, like at episode 70, it was a new feature, Trending Twitter Tuesday from Sunday. And that was April 15th, 2014. And so then it looks like we would do two episodes of Get Bestos and then one episode of Trending Twitter Tuesday. So it started to give me a little wiggle room. So then we get to episode 75. And, oh, yeah, here's episode 76. That was the episode that caused me the most trouble. Like, learned an important lesson. Episode 76 says April 29th, 2014. No restarts. That was, like, one of the early trending Twitter episodes. So it was new. I'm not trained in improv. So it's a huge learning curve. I mean, still a learning curve. And that one, I just wasn't feeling it. And it had, I think it had a really good episode about something, the goldfish that wanted to be a mermaid or something like that. The bunny that wanted to be a mermaid. And so that was hard. Like, this one just wouldn't come together. And I didn't have the experience to just, like, ease off the gas pedal. So I even tried restarting and deleting. And there's just no way you can do that and come out with three episodes a week. When you're recording, you have to get sound. And you have to be willing to release it. And you have to have, I mean, this is just stuff I've learned with this podcast. You have to, like, stay calm and go with the flow. Like, whatever the story swamp gives you, you kind of have to stay calm and accept it. And not every podcast is going to be, it just has to be your best. It doesn't have to be perfect. And so that was a hard lesson to learn, but I learned it and I have never forgotten it. And it's interesting that I learned it at episode 76. And again, because these are public, these episodes, it is like a, might be hard to imagine, but it's incredibly painful at some level to have something go out, at least to that internal critic part of me. I guess like it's both sides of that coin. So the critic part of me, it's like, this is going to be released to the public. This is humiliating and painful. But the flip side is there's really not, you know, the critic is really blowing a lot of hot air. But there's also another flip side, which is like it really is, it keeps me motivated to work hard because it is painful recording. If I'm not prepared or like I'm overthinking or overstressed, if I can't be in the moment, it's painful. And then releasing episodes that the written episodes, if I haven't done enough writing, is painful. But it's a good pain that says, okay, let's just get this work done. So just a little interesting thing. So then, it's just another episode I liked. May the fourth be with you, Twitter Tales. And at some point that would become, was that like something about Star Wars started to work its way in for a little while. And then we're still doing a trending Twitter Tuesday and then Get Bezos, the Belly of the Cookie Puss, Can a Social Media May Even Be a Raconteur? Our first walking tour of San Francisco, Snakes and Ladders. These were I really enjoyed some of these episodes. Turing Test to Save the World Cup, 2014. Lionel Messi's sleep coach, Casey Kasem. And then at some point, I decided to start Game of Thrones Season 4. Kicked off June 18th, 2014, episode 99. And that would be another important moment. So a lot of these important moments happened in our first 100 episodes where, like I said, oh, okay, if I do these TV show recaps, it uses a different part of my brain. So I won't exhaust all this other creative energy. So taking notes and riffing off of notes and stuff like that, it's a different creative reservoir than improvising stories, which is a different creative reservoir for me than writing stories and performing them. And all those three reservoirs have enough energy in them to make one episode a week. And then it's not easy, but none of them have enough to make more than one. Or in the case that they do, it takes a lot of work. So that's... Yeah, I don't know elaborate any more on that. So we started Game of Drones. That was Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. And at some point around here, my brother got married. Then Bernie the Butterfly's first appearance was episode 100. Then episode 101. I still can't believe I even made it to 100 episodes. That was episode 101. Like, it was our first, recap episode. And that's a big milestone. It's hard to make. Making a podcast is really, really difficult. Especially for somebody that hasn't followed through on a ton of stuff. That was a big accomplishment, 100. I didn't think I'd make it there. But we made it. And then Game of Thrones. Then we have Ray's first visit, June 30th, 2014. Then Superdoll kicks off at some point. Is that the first episode? Toastmasters and Superdoll. Yeah, so... So right around here is where we settled in on the pace we would keep up for the history of the podcast, right around 100. It's interesting. So June 3rd, Superdoll kicked off, and then we would go as we've been for 400 episodes hence, and that's what carried us, was this kind of three-style system. And again, the audience was small at this time, and again, the show was able to grow with the audience, and I think the audience grew because the show grew in quality. And I think this is a turning point for the show, of like being like, okay, let's, we can do these three things well once a week. This is what's going to work if we're going to keep making this show. And these are, again, the really hard decisions behind the podcast is how am I going to sustain this? Because it's not that hard tonight to sit down and record an episode. And it's like a Sunday night and stuff like that. But, then just keep it going, is where the difficulty lies. Like putting out one podcast episode's not that tough, but then be like, okay, then we got to do it again tomorrow, and then with the day job and stuff. So this was just a really important thing to discover. So wow, that right around episode 100, stuff started to come together. And so we did Game of Thrones, and we did Goonies musical episode, Superdoll. And yeah, we just started getting in the groove. Superdoll, Game of Thrones, a Seance with Abba and Napoleon. I remember that one was a good one. It's just weird. I can see myself in Berkeley thinking about that episode. Maybe, I don't know. And around these early episodes, too, I was like really is searching for certainty because the audience was small. And I was like, I think I was like, at some point I stopped caring about growing the audience. I just said, well, the listeners will help me grow the audience instead of having to control it myself. I think like in these first 150 or so episodes, the first year and a half, I think I was like under the illusion that I had control over the show of growing or being successful when really you only have control over the work, like the process and not the results. But these are some great episodes. Here's our first real-time recipe episode 118. So a lot of stalwarts came up. Bernie the Butterfly, real-time recipes, mall walking is episode 121, Game of Thrones. So a lot of things that would stay with us. Another Ray episode, because I was getting over-reliant on that. I had to stop myself at some point, because Ray is so popular that it's like, oh, well, that's going to be easier again. But I always have to make sure I don't burn anything out or I don't know. I always have to keep in mind now what's easy for Drew, what's best for the podcast and what's most sustainable. And that's good because it's expanded my boundaries. 124 is pitching Tim Curry, our first pitching Tim Curry episode. More Game of Thrones season 4. We're still on season 4. Another Ray episode. So I was doing a kind of a Ray episode a month back then until I disciplined myself. And then let's see. So, and I guess people that listen to Sleep to Strange, you know, like some of these episodes are like, then we had season 4, another season 4. That might have been the last season 4 of Game of Thrones. Yeah. August 23rd, 2014. No Swag at CostelloCon. That was a fun episode. I remember that one. And a lot of these goofy episodes I liked. Then we're still in Superdoll. We're at episode 128. Then I started releasing these napcasts, which were the prayers from Tom. And again, was like an experiment to see, geez, could I grow the audience of the podcast, which was, I don't know, I really liked the prayers and Tom and the Game of Thrones episodes, again, so long. I guess part of me wanted to kind of feature that stuff, too. Also, sometimes, like, I would have extra space on my hosting plan, and I would, at the end of the month, like, your hosting plan resets and your files get archived on the current, like, so I would want to make sure I used all that space because I was paying for it. And again, I think at this point, like all the expenses of the podcast are coming out of my pocket for most of it. I mean, but it wasn't like it was all doable. Then August, we started Game of Thrones season 1. And we are still on Superdoll. And let's see, 3 words Serena wants to hear. That was a good one. Lord Snow, Game of Thrones season 1. Outlander's Skin and Willy, trending Twitter Tuesday. Big B, Little Alien, another Ray episode, September. So I think I was definitely leaning in the head hard. Because it's just like making up the improv episodes is really, really... now it's more experience, but still not fun. It's like something you always want to procrastinate on. Game of Thrones, Vikings vs. 49ers, action movie. Let's see, whatever happened to the Transylvania Twist. So we still, like, again, I like to theme things seasonally when I can, just because I'm a kid, like I'm a kid at heart and watching holiday specials and stuff like that. Damon D, who was on the backup, he made a song for that Transylvania Twist. This is one of my favorite episodes. A creature from the Black Lagoon tells me he's originally from Big Goon. Again, that's just another favorite episode of mine. It was improv, you know, made up. So I don't know. I just like, I remember making that and saying, wow, I really liked that one. And so then we're into another milestone for me. Like, these would be the two biggest milestones, is 100 and 150. So 150 was a Game of Thrones, one of the ones towards the end of season one. And also the conclusion, 149 was the conclusion of the series. Oh, no, it wasn't the end of Superdoll. Oh, okay, I'm mixed up here. But yeah, 151 was like a one where I met Lady Witchbeard, the tale of Lady Witchbeard. Full title, The Tale of a Witch Named Connie, who would become Lady Witchbeard. And that was October 20th, 2014. That was just a character I could never forget once I met her. It'll be a while. I don't even know how long until we made the series about her. So then we're still doing Superdoll and Game of Thrones season one. Spokesperson from Hansel and Gretel. Ray returns. So again, a lot of Ray. Here's 158, Sisyphus Reborn. So that was another recap episode. Can I talk a little bit about my struggles with addiction, I think, in there. And that was November 6, 2014. So that's our 1 year anniversary-ish. I think the podcast really started like being available to public around November 1st or somewhere between October 20th and November 1st, 2013. So that was a recap episode where, you know, I think that was the first one where I was really personal and really tried to be vulnerable, and it was not easy, but that paid off. Like, that, where I felt like that was a big risk. I mean, this isn't bragging or anything, like, where I was really nervous. And when I put the episode out, I said, did I reveal too much about myself? But now I'll never look back. I mean, the way listeners have been my safety net, I can never repay that. Like, the boundaries inside me and outside me that have expanded, and how much I've grown past my limitations because of listeners' help is unbelievable. Thank you. Then another episode I really liked, Bjork's Love Story. That was November 11th, 2014, episode 160. Then another real-time recipe one. This is still really popular. Pasta and Tacos, Accidental John Hughes. And that was only episode 161. I would have guessed it was like 250. Let's see. Then we're Reditation, another walking episode in November. So, yeah, we're almost to 2015 here. Still like eight pages or something of, then another Bernie the Butterfly episode, 164, Game of Thrones, me and Solonic and Adino that dreams in silence, episode 167, a really popular episode, Fall Asleep with Snowy Woods Guided Meditation. That's really popular with people. A lot of these napcasts were still going. Then the first Thanksgiving Day Parade episode with Greg Ray and the Gregor. Walking Tour of Lost Island. Yeah, Heat Miser with a bowl cut. That was I remember making that episode. That was fun. Cracking Nuts to the Nutcracker. These were all like themed trending Twitter Tuesday. Then the Roberta Claus Foundational episodes. One of these Scientists Cold War on Santa. So probably a year at least ahead of time, where I had this idea of Roberta Claus, that Santa why does Santa Claus have to be male? But it started to, in an idea of a woman named Roberta Claus, that she would be the new Santa, somehow sprung out of this story. I don't know exactly how. Then more Game of Thrones, guided meditation as a Christmas present. And somewhere in here, I start to hear feedback from people that are still listening to the podcast. I can remember some of these episodes and hearing from listeners that are still listening. So this is but the show has always grown small. So 150 episodes, right around 150 was when Bobby Finger, who now he's risen to podcast greatness and writing greatness. He's on Who Weekly, and I think he still writes for Jezebel, but I'm not positive on that. But he was the first person ever to interview me, and that was right around 150, somewhere in here. Yeah, and then I think the second time I was interviewed was, I don't even know, maybe, I don't know, I guess, I, like, but so just another moment where I was like, okay, this podcast is growing unexpectedly, slowly but unexpectedly in ways where I was like, okay, this is going to become something. At some point, I'm still at the point where I'm still trying to make it work, but it's big enough that, the podcast has this big audience now. So it's like, I know it's going to work now. I mean, I just got to figure out how to make it work financially, you know. But back then, still maybe had a couple thousand listeners. I don't know. Maybe we had 1,000 listeners at 150. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. I can't remember the statistics. But it was like, is this podcast going to grow enough? Or should I cut it back to be a hobby? Because a hobby would be once a week or less. Once a week, this podcast would be really tough to do as a hobby even. But even back then, I was like, I don't think this is going to be a hobby. I think this needs to be a 3 times a week, and I think that it's going to keep going. And it was just pushing myself, on the late nights and the weekends, which is kind of still the case, but we're on the path. So Last Royal. So then we season 2 of After the Glass Slipper starts up at some point in here. And I said, geez, I can't. So I guess so it's 2 years ago. We're looking at January. We're in the 180s. And I can remember these like they're yesterday. I really enjoyed season 2. I don't know. I really like Agatha. But this is another big episode for me. 184, Bathroom Locks, Boys Tap, and a Dance Contest, because that was about my relationship with dancing as a kid. Valar Morghulis, My Life with a Perm, 187. That's another big episode. That would become a recurring theme. Plane Ride, that was Andrea G., who still listens to the show at some point. They gave me that idea, interesting. Wow. So January 2015, Dougie's Kitten Bowl Disaster Dance. That was Eli H., another person wrote an article about that from Touch Arcade. He's a good friend of the show. Then Mother Nature's First Visit with Porto or Porto. And let's see, After Glass Slipper, Game of Thrones, Meditative Sleep with Songs. I don't know what season of Game of Thrones we're on here, 2 or 3. Then Olive Breadcrumb Pasta with Young Guns, episode 202. Can't believe we've had 300 episodes since this. This really is weird for me. It's like, okay, this feels like 100 years ago and 5 minutes ago I recorded that episode. There's a file in here just marked ZZZZZ. I don't even know what it is. Interesting. More After the Glass Slipper, Game of Thrones, taught by two teens and the 51A. I remember that episode because the 51A is the bus I used to ride all the time. Kanye's Laptop, that was, December of 2015. Florida's Guided Meditation. So this is when my mom was in, I was dealing stuff with my mom at some point in here in spring of 2015. Yeah, Florida sounds from airplanes. Here's a thing, you could record a podcast episode anywhere. March 31st of 2015, that episode came out. I recorded it while waiting for flights like with a mic that I would never use, like with a condenser mic, just the mics built into my recorder. Because at this point, like everything was bang, bang, bang. Like, so if this episode came out on a Tuesday, I was probably recording it on a Monday and then just staying up to get it out on a Tuesday, or recording on a Sunday and staying up or getting up really early before work. So they would come out, like, I was literally finishing the episodes, like, when, and then they would come out. And again, it's still, it'd be a little while till I got help here with the show. But yeah, I remember recording that episode at the airports, Dallas Airport and Tampa Airport, I believe. What else we got? That was 2 years ago, huh? Wow, that feels not that long ago. I remember getting food with my brother before. Also, that's our first website crash, our first big website crash. Who was it? Dr. Graham. Let me know about that. I think he was the first person. And I would return our RSS, actually, like our podcast host. And before, I was managing it through the website. Rains Casimir, that episode came out April 5th, 2015. That was a big GOT episode for me. First Morally Safer episode, April 7th, 2015, 220. Let's see, what else? Geese Man of that was our first appearance by Wilford Brimley. And we're still doing After the Glass Slipper. Spackle the Elf, that was the second, I think this is the second thing, appearance of Orange Lux. I think also that was the first time I talked about my hobby of listening to Knox, K-O-N-C-K-S, April 21st, 2015, 226. And then we're winding now in the towards the end of Afterglass Slipper, because of Feeling in the Pit of Your Lentils. And also Season 5 of Game of Thrones, House of Black and White. Wasn't it premiere? So maybe this is like the premiere. Then there's a Hypnotic Sleep is what one episode's titled. It doesn't have a show number or anything. Yeah, High Sparrow. Wow, these episodes, season five, that must have been season five. What is this one? The Cat in the New Suit, as in a swimsuit from it's a Sir Pounce one. May 5th, 2015, Pop a Mop in a Candy War. That was another episode that was very, I don't know, that I just really liked. I was really happy with how it turned out and the characters. And so then they ended up becoming a two-parter. So Keeper of the Candy Mop. And I think we needed to, because we were done with After the Glass Slipper. We didn't have a replacement. Yeah, and then another Pitching Tim Curry, then a Real-Time Recipe. So this was one of these times I was trying to write a new episode or a new series. Then Mall Walking. Then Game of Thrones, Tsunami Sofa. That was the most personal episode I've ever done. That was May 26, 2015, 241. So still a long time ago. Right along here is where I started to do custom art for each episode. Just cause I don't know. I like it. Another good one, Swaddling a Platypill-billed Platypus. So now I can like hear a ton of people, so the show must have grown at some point in here, because now these episodes, I can remember talking to different listeners about these episodes. A little water globule trembling with joy. So yeah, I know there's listeners, if you're hearing this, you're like, oh yeah. Oh, this is when everybody sent me the tea. So to June of 2015, right around episode 250, that would be another milestone. Cracker of Jokes and Cocoa Spice and Prisoner in the Yellow Pajamas, and then Bernie gives a commencement address. That was June 2015. That feels like really like yesterday. Cursed Dragon Love Story. And now we're getting to the tail end of this season of Game of Thrones. And then this is when I used 2015, June 25th, Case of Damnesia and a Thesis. I used a thesis someone sent me. Let's see, Impeached by Model UN. That feels like it was yesterday. And then our first Lady Witchbeard, I think, is getting ready to kick off. Or it was a repeat. Remixing, reposting of a trending Twitter Tuesday, 151. Yeah, because we would do Lady Witchbeard would kick off. And Lady Witchbeard, at this point, I was taking things. At some point along in the last year, between 2014 and 2015, I stopped writing screenplays or rewriting. I don't know exactly when that was, but I said, well, like, this is podcast. Like, I can either do one thing well. Like, I don't have time, like, before and after work and on the weekends. Especially, like, you have to write every day. So, like, I think at some point I was writing, like, working on a screenplay in the morning and then the podcast and at night as far as, like, writing time. So at some point that changed. So Lady Witchbeard meant a lot to me, and maybe some of these other series, because it was like, okay, now this is my full writing focus, is like breathing life into these characters to meander around. Like, I can't tell you how terribly serious I take all the making the show and creating it. So then at some point, June of 2015 was when we started Metastas News, 260. And it was Odios Estos Zapatos, Metastasis and Breaking Bad. Oh, no, that was episode 3. Language Learning and Double TV Rewatch all in one. And we're still redoing a lot of, Napcasts are still going. This episode got some emails. 4th of July Parade with Ray and the Gregor, because there was a sound, like sounds from the parade. So that was one of, like, it wasn't the only, first ambient episode I did, but I said, okay, I have to, these ambient episodes are divisive, popular, but divisive. And then Lady Witchbeard's episode 2, and then Metastas News. This is when the podcast really fell into a groove, in a good way. Like, I think that I'd finally grown into, like, the process. Up until, like, here, I can just feel, like, that it fell into a nice rhythm, work-wise, process-wise. So, yeah, we were doing, then the one I did, the Journey to an Inner Ear, and that was because of Justin McElroy had said something nice to me, so I wanted to do something that was kind of nice for them. And Breaking Bad, and we're still doing these. Then regarding Algorithmic, what was that? I think that was one, that might have been another Morally Safer episode. And yeah, because then 270 is another Morally Safer, Breaking Bad, Snowden. So this is still with Morally Safer and Snowden. Grilling with President Gooseberry. I remember some of these I record, like, this was like the first time or this only the second time maybe I was recording away from home. So I remember some of these episodes that came out in August, I was recording at this cabin in Lake Ontario. Actually, I was recording them outside in a screen house. Again, like, amazing, like, when you have a budget, like, because I'm still doing everything myself at this point. There's still, I think at some point in here, we did do the T-shirts to get new equipment, but I didn't have on-the-road equipment. So I was, like, recording into a condenser mic, actually, like, on the top of my recorder. But outside with the, like, I made it work, you know, when you're, that's a wonderful lesson this podcast has taught me. But then also in here is when I got nervous because the podcast was still not even close to sustainable audience wise. So I decided to try to make this a sleep show because they said, well, maybe I should make a daytime podcast about sleep. And maybe that'll help the podcast grow. Because at this point, we're in the 200s, right? And I realized how much work it was. We're almost to episode 300. And I said, geez, I can't keep doing this. So, like, oh, I can't keep, like, there's no, we don't have a big enough audience. And, like, I'm working, whatever, 60, 70 hours a week on the show, in addition to my job. What am I going to do? So one way, and I guess this is another lesson I had to learn. It's like, okay, well, let me try doing another show. To get the audience, And I guess what I've learned in all irony was that, oh, wait, our audience is tied to the college schedule. Like, not all our listeners are college students or graduate students or high school students or parents of people in school. But I think when you combine all those things, it is. So when school's out of session, our audience doesn't grow. Like, the rest of the year, whenever school's in session, our audience is growing. Thus far, knock on wood. So at this point, I didn't have enough experience to say, oh, the reason the show's not growing is because it's summertime. So I was trying to wrestle control and force things by doing this sleep show. And it was fun. It was, but it was a force for the wrong reason. It wasn't a creative reason. And it would teach me another important lesson, which was at some point I was critically burned out, making four shows a week now instead of just three. One of which was supposed to be about sleep, and you know, that's pretty ironic when you're making a sleep podcast and you're not getting any. So I said to myself, what am I doing? The podcast is going to suffer, and I have this wonderful audience, and things are working. They're just not sustainable yet. Can I be patient? And I said, what do I do best? I make the podcast to put people to sleep the best, so let's focus on that. And that's carried me through. Like, at that point, it became a formal mission statement. I make the podcast to put you to sleep. Before that, it was what I said, but I didn't really know it was a mission statement. So now any decisions I make with the podcast, I say, is this going to help me keep making the podcast that puts people to sleep? Instead of saying, is this going to bring me certainty, or I'm nervous, or I don't know how this, I say, okay, is it going to help us keep making the podcast that puts people to sleep? And sometimes, you know, not everybody's happy about those decisions, but that's how I process everything. Like, oh yeah, this partnership will help us keep making it because it's going to help us hire an editor. Or our most recent decision is like, okay, like with Feral, it's going to help us. They share a goal of non-paywalled archives. So, and that's what I want. That's going to help the podcast that puts people to sleep. Or finding new sponsors, or some sponsors that have come to the show and the price said, well, that's a lot of money, but that product, no, that won't work. So it's like, oh, is that going to help us keep making? That's the thing, not the next episode, but continue to make the podcast that puts people to sleep. So that's a lesson I learned here, August 2015, by making this sleep show that almost ended the whole podcast. And it would come, like, things would come out of this, because then at some point I said, okay, I got to stop doing that. And it would lead to me, like, months later, first, not that much longer, paying Chris Postal out of my pocket. And then, like, in October, November. And then eventually starting the Patreon, which has paid the editors ever since, like the third or fourth month of the Patreon, we had enough money to pay the editors. And then it's helped to keep us, at some point, I mean, I don't even know when this comes out, if I'll start taking a small paycheck from the Patreon or not. But yeah, so like October, but it, like having an emergency fund, that's what I was about to say. So it's not just like, oh, we're just going to pay the editors and then I'll take the rest. It's like, okay, and then there's an emergency fund so we can pay the editors, because without editing help at this point, I don't know, you know. So it's it goes through that channel of, is that what's going to help us, instead of like what's easiest, or it's like, okay, what's going to help sustain this show? Okay, so we're still in Lady Witchbeard. We're at episode 15, and we're doing Metastasis News. And then we had another fun thing with Harpsichord Dictator and Emperor Zola, like this Halloween-themed series. This is Halloween of 2015 for a few months with my piano teacher and Drake and Mumble Bear and Dave Osborne, Super Dave Osborne. Let's see. And then, we finished up, Lady Witchbeard. Then we had 310. We did How to Break a Story. I mean, what's crazy to me is that it was 310. Like now we're at we're over 500. I've recorded over 500 episodes. So it's like, you telling me that was, And that was a year, like over a year ago, 2015. Now it's 2017. Yeah. So then Call Me Boris. That was a good with the pillows. I can't believe that was over a year ago. We ran a repeat. Then there's the Shia LaBeouf thing. Then we're getting ready to kick off Roberta Kloss. And Roberta Kloss is when Chris Postel started editing. So he was editing these before they came out so they could do, you know, we could learn how to do it. But then the Dickens Fair and these Claude Neon Report episodes, another Thanksgiving Day parade with Gregor and Ray, Flaky and Lights on a Lake. So now we're getting close to under a year. Like a lot of holiday themed stuff, which this year I like had less of, and I'm always like torn of what to do. But I guess I like watching Halloween, like Halloween and Christmas and type stuff. Let's see. Then we kick off. Let's see where we kick off. Gep Esso season 2. Oh, Protector of Oak on Stonefruit. That was 341. That was another important. I liked that episode. Bernie the Butterfly, Dust Mote Singularity. That was another good one. Selling Elements of Style. That was the first Gep Esso episode. Explainers of Catan, Knox Knight. That was Knox Knight was another one. Really happy with the end of that episode. And then we're like under a year. So yet a year ago, we started the Patreon and started paying like, and the past year has been a busy, busy year. Let's see, Blame It on the Bile. My interview with Spleen. Then we run through Gep Esso, Robber Barons and Doilies. That was in May. Another Morley episode, a Ghost Belt, and then Morley would pass away not that long after, which is sad. Adventures in Babysitting, that was another pitching episode. I liked that one. Who's the Dummy, Ventriloquist Dummy one. That one is at, like at some point here soon, we'll have a revisiting to that. Mr. T and Me, that was a pretty, I liked that one. Ray returned to go to California Adventure. Was still going through some Gep Esso episodes and Metastas News. Imaginary Friend Reunion. That was a I liked that one. Yeah, somewhere along here. Is this last year? Yeah, April of 2016 when my aunt passed away. I was in Syracuse for that. Real Time Recipe. Joy of Dance Edition. Wow, that was a year late. Well, 10 months ago. Yeah, Erie Canal Museum. An episode I recorded on a plane. Scoots and Ray on a plane. Bird Bath, 395. That was a high. That's probably still like a very high point for the podcast artistically. I don't know if we've hit it that high again. I don't know. There might be something recent. I've been like pretty happy, but that's probably like one of the happiest moments. That and Water Glide, like where I was just like, yeah, I love making this podcast. So that was May 31st, 2016. We're still in Gep Esso. 20 episodes. Pill Pitch from Moranis. So now we're under a year. When we hit 400 in the late spring, early summer, Scooter versus Messy Bore Down. And we're in season 6 of GOT. Sidekick Lover. I don't remember what that one was. Mirror Maze Metaphor. Gep Esso season finale. There's the season 6 finale of GOT. Oh, so we must have paused. Did we pause Metastas News for 10 weeks or something? Yeah, I can kind of remember the planning of this got complicated. Gep Esso season in review. Then a check-in on Tom and 412, a season 6 recap of GOT. Then I took a week. I think I just did a week of recaps of Tom and Pounce's adventures just to buy me a week buffer. I don't think I took a week off. I mean, I was out of town for 2 weeks, but there's always like if I'm running recaps, I'm almost always working because at this point we have a couple week buffer just in case something goes wrong with the show or if I want to take a break. But I prefer to keep these muscles in shape still. Then at some point, the listeners had sent me a quilt. I think that was earlier, but then the episode started to get released. Like, I didn't know I had recorded that one of the episodes a while before, but I was holding him, I think, until Get Bezos was done. And then we had our first Carole King episode, which, wow, I can remember listening to that, going to have lunch with Blake, that makes a half-hour intern. Let's see what else. Known Mower. So now we're into Last Summer, Train Carousel, On Location. That one I did, it came out in August. I think I did it, made that episode in May, recorded it, whatever the holiday is in May. Is that Labor Day or Memorial Day? Memorial Day. I think Sunday of Memorial Day weekend I recorded that. Then the Dream Quilt conclusion, then kind of taught Introvert on Vacation. I don't know when I was on vacation, but this one, the episode came out. Oh, I think this is what I did. I did, like, I stretched, I don't know, I tried to stagger some time off because there's my life with a perm recap, leaf losses, Olympics opening ceremonies, Club Senseless, a new pilot series episode. What does that mean? Oh, there's Nuns in Space, the first episode. August, wow, August 18th. That's when the first episode came out. And we're still doing Metastas News. Date Moi, that came out 4/27. Can't believe I've made like almost 100 episodes since then. And then we had Nuns in Space, a half-hour intern crossover episode, Dirt Bike Poets, Real-Time Bed Assembly, Dirty Dollhouse that I made for Helen Zaltzman, Dirty Doormat, Ray Caribbean Beach Resort, Nuns in Space, Lost Village, I did that for KDFC. Most of these I just did, like I told the person, like I didn't do it, any, like that's like the radio station I fall asleep to. My Life with a Perm, Carole King crossover, Nuns in Space 8. And we're on the last 50 episodes, Bernie the Butterfly debating with me about geese, Nuns in Space, Cardiff Giant Toe. Then when I was going on Harmontown, I was pretty nervous about that. But I did that episode about using Dan's Harmon story structure for Feeling Nothing. Another good Date Moi one, a Great Pumpkin review, Sylvan Beach Stroll. I liked that episode. Nuns Opinions, Knack Controversy, Dirty Sweater Dance, Burbank Hollywood Piano. That was from, that was On Location from a hotel room. Kiss to Brook, Ray Universal Studios, and then Christmas, and then the holiday stuff. Christmas Tree That Took a Walk. That was a pretty good episode. It turned out well. Replay, like a Thanksgiving Day replay recap. Laurel and Hardy's March of the Wooden Soldiers, Real-Time Stuffing and Mashed Potatoes, Christmas Story Tale of the Tape. That was a fun one to make, too. Then the Dickens Fair episodes, that was, those were a little bit tougher. And then TNG kicked off. Oh, January. So, yeah, now we're this year, January 1st, 2017, 479, Darmok. And I got Brain Bond Entertainer of the Year, January 3rd, 2017, 480. Nuns in Space was coming to a close. Then Farpoint, then Tesla Haircut, and then a review of Nuns in Space. And then Superdoll Stories kicked off. And, I mean, that pretty much brings us back to where we are. And, again, you know, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I mean, I think that was a pretty sleepy walk down memory lane, but yeah, I mean, that's just like I'm exhausted just going back there. So thank you so much. I couldn't do it with, like, if you weren't listening and sleeping to the podcast, I wouldn't make it. If it didn't help people, you know, I would have just cut it back or something, or it wouldn't be what it is today. The evolution of the podcast is because of you, and the things that keep it going is because of you, the listener. And I respect and treasure the relationship I have with all of you. And I'm so humbled that you listen and sleep to something that I make. Thank you so much and good night. I want to thank everybody over on YouTube. Mackenzie, thanks and good night. Panda, thank you and good night. Mark, thanks and good night. Bird Gaming, thank you and good night. Stella, thank you and good night. NJDJ Ninja, thank you and good night. IFAM, thanks and good night. Nikki, thank you and good night. Troy, thanks and good night. Imperio, thank you and good night. Isla, thanks and good night. Fallen Angel, thanks and good night. Lola, thank you and good night. Shauna, thanks and good night. Wyhan, thanks and good night. Gaming, thanks and good night. JHO, thanks and good night. Yeah, Real Lost Reality, thanks and good night. Sleepy, thanks and good night. It's Just the Sheriff, thanks. So thanks everybody on YouTube. And then over on Twitter, I want to thank Jennifer L. Thanks and good night. Tammy with an I. Thanks and good night. Julie A. F. Ryder. Thanks and good night. Becky Texas. Thanks and good night. Lucy Creative. Thanks and good night. Jelly Sock. Thanks and good night. Elizabeth H. Thank you and good night. Thomas F. Thank you and good night. 10F10. Thanks and good night. Yante, shout out, a good night. Romello, thanks and good night. Bassy, be like Babs, be like a friend, thanks and good night. Nicole, thanks and good night. Hal, thanks and good night. Mike Furman, thanks and good night. Allison E, thanks and good night. Valerie E, thank you and good night. Asbury, thank you and good night. Johnny T. Yeah, Misconduct, thank you and good night. Blue Bug, thanks and good night. Tovey, thank you and good night. Jennifer B, thank you and good night. Megan B, thank you and good night. Rogue P, thank you and good night. Andrea G, thank you and good night. Maggie G, thanks and good night. Elena, thanks and good night. Don't want to wake you up till Sally W, thank you and good night. Lauren S, thanks and good night. Megan Omentz, thank you and good night. Luviana, thank you and good night. Carrie S, thanks and good night. Emil, thanks and good night. Samilla, thank you and good night. Tara A, thank you and good night. Elizabeth H, thank you and good night. What fishy? That fishy that I'm saying good night to. Miss Shizze, thank you and good night. Allison F, thank you and good night. Brittany M, thanks and good night. Road to Boulder, Ken, thanks and good night. Finn, thank you and good night. I say Carrie S, I'm saying it again, thanks and good night. Young Bench, thanks and good night. Extra Crispy, thanks and good night. Sammy M, thank you and good night. Missy A, thank you and good night. Lauren G, thank you and good night. Woke JT, thank you and good night. Red Fink, thanks and good night. Dixie to the Blitz, thanks and good night. Miranda, thanks and good night. Carrie with an I, thanks. Rar Bunny, thank you and good night. I think my mom liked one of my tweets. I didn't even, mom, thanks and good night. Jamie M, thank you and good night. Saffron Girl, thank you and good night. Brandon W, thanks and good night. Hannah, thanks and good night. Tyler T, thanks and good night. Cherish. I cherish the night you all have. Thanks and good night, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar. If you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. Like, that's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me. You're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design. You want to listen to it during the day. Or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think it may be this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky, PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the Mystery Bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out February 25th. Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform. Is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only. There's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2. Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? In the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do. And those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.